getting color right here on the bigvitobrand.com. I am Virtue from Ohio, Northeast Ohio, where it's snowing again in mid-April. And that is Big Vito LaGrasso, former WCW hardcore champion, tag team champion, down there in Central Florida. How is the weather down there?
I played ball this morning and I was at the jacuzzi in the afternoon. Everything is good. I'm sure some people saw our picks from this past weekend. We were in Old Town, our favorite place. We sang karaoke. We had a great time. Everybody was happy. Weather's been good. Gearing up for a good summer. The beard, I have not shaved this down or played with it at all. I've been going once a week to the barber. It is in full effect. You know, Virtue, you know, we were talking, guys, we're gonna deviate for a second. This is a subject like an interesting subject. Over in the No DQ, there is a chat, okay? And a lot of people get involved in the chat. And you know, when you get involved in the chat and you have the people who are on the panel and they run things, and we have a certain protocol, there's certain rules. Then when people go out of the guidelines and they get mad at the administrators, there's a reason why they have rules and regulations. Now, when I was doing No DQ, you know, I used to put everybody to bed and not too many people really got disrespectful. But it's been a few years since I did it, and social media has become an outlet more and more where people, you know, they want the right to speak, but they don't know their place. And this is not disrespecting anybody, but this is for the people who are administered. Like, we do our thing here on Getting Color and all the other shows, you know, and sometimes we do it live like we are now. And we respect everybody's opinion, but in the same token, we would like everybody to respect us. So I'm not defending the No DQ guys or anything, but David, if you take a clip of this and put it in there, how about respecting the administration of the No DQ, because it's something that I helped build.
Yeah.
If I had the time, guys, I would still be part of it. I just don't have the time. It's not because I don't want to or anything like that. So guys who are part of No DQ chat, respect the guys. They put the time in, you know what I mean? And it's supposed to be fun. Go ahead, David.
Well, we got some topics to cover here, and oh God, where do I even start? Let's start with this one. And I know this really, really, really pissed Vince Russo off.
Go ahead.
On AEW Rampage this past Friday night, Good Friday. We know the significance of Good Friday. You know, we don't get into religion or anything, right. But in the title match where Hangman Adam Page defended the AEW world title against Adam Cole, there was a spot where Adam Page took a crown of barbed wire,
yes,
put it on Adam Cole's head, then proceeded to do a move. And we know the implications. If you know Christianity and what the whole Good Friday and Easter means, I'm not a super religious person, right? Leslie's been getting me, my girlfriend has been getting me to start going to church. But I don't get offended. I don't get mad. I like controversy. So, but what do you think here? And you know, Vince Russo lets a lot of stuff go in his day. A little offended by this with sponsors, you know, TV deals and right ships coming up. What do you think here, Vito, for AEW, Tony Khan in this spot?
I thought it was totally disrespectful to the millions and millions of people, not only AEW fans, but wrestling fans in general. You know, we got kids who watch this, and, you know, kids don't understand. They see something like that. What happens if a kid makes a barbed wire thing, goes and puts it on somebody's head?
That alone is an issue. Absolutely.
That's an issue, right? Yeah. But of all the things that you do, you know, and this isn't the extreme. This isn't the, you know, like when they, in ECW.
The Sandman.
The Sandman did it, right? Now,
awesome all, I think.
But you're talking about a time when it was extreme. It was a different era of wrestling. Now everybody's called entertainers. That was not entertaining. To me, that was not entertaining. It was disrespectful to the many religions out there. Now, remember, people, we are social media based. There are different outlets for everybody. Everybody has a club or they belong to something. If you're gay, there's a club or what's the right word? Representation for gay people. There's representation for transgenders. There's representation for bisexuals. There's everything out there. So for the religious part, there's Black Lives Matters, there's Colin Kaepernick, there's everything. You go and do something like that, you just offended, a whole, part of the world. I know what I'm saying is extreme, but we are in extreme times. I thought it was disrespectful and tasteless. And you have two guys in there. Now, I don't know about the rest of you, but when I look at a world champion and I look at, the two guys who fought for a world championship, are those guys world championship material?
Well, that's a whole other can of worms, Vito.
But it's the truth. It's what I'm saying. It's your
representation. That's why they're doing spots like that to try to get a reaction, right?
There is a chance that I'm going to be able to do something in wrestling, right? And it's going to be in an old, prestigious, old school place where people have values, right? And they go to this place and they live a good time and there's great things there. And when I spoke to the people, I said, listen, this is an old place. This is prestigious. This is what we'd like to bring here to you. I have the same values because I came up in wrestling, wrestling 101. There's the baby faces and the heels, the good guys and the bad guys. There's the yays and the boos. What people forget made you wrestling fans. It's something that we don't partake in, okay? And when you see what I would like to do and how I'd like to do it, baby faces on one side, heels on the other, come out separate entrances. That's the way you did it. USWA, Puerto Rico, we came out in separate dressing rooms, right? In Germany, separate dressing rooms. Other places, separate dressing rooms.
Didn't the heels used to travel together and the baby faces traveled together?
Yeah, but God forbid you got caught heel and baby face traveling together. With the old days, you got let out three blocks down the road and you walked to the arena. That's the way it was, and it was respected. A lot of things are not respected in today's wrestling generation. So when you ask me what I think it was a total blasphemy of wrestling, especially since Vince McMahon. Remember when the Sheik and Hacksaw Jim Duggan got it, and the Sheik and Hacksaw Jim Duggan, they were feuding and they're fighting, and there they are smoking pot together.
See, Vito, I want AEW to be edgy and to do things outside of just having long matches with a bunch of false finishes. So, I was really torn when I first heard that, and I saw people complaining. I saw it, and I'm like, man, this is getting some people upset.
Now, let me ask you a question.
But it wasn't the right context. Like, a baby, like, Hangman is the baby face, and he did it. So when I look at it from that stand, it made no sense. It's not like a heel was trying to get extreme heat, which even then, big issue when you have sponsors and networks. So
You made a point to say you're trying to look at life differently. Let's talk about life here because this is a good conversation. You say that you're not religious, but your girlfriend is religious, right?
Doesn't mean I'd never believe.
No. Yeah, it's just a different time, guys. Yep. Different time. Yep. And she says she would like to reintroduce church to you, right? To bring you some peace, a place to cleanse your soul. I believe in it, right? But do I go to church on a regular basis? No. Do I believe in Jesus Christ? 100%, because I talk to him off the hook. And me and him have a direct line. And when I look at the sky, I'm just sitting there at night, and I'm working or I'm doing something, I talk to the man. He listens. But He helps those who help himself, and he does help those who believe in change. If you change yourself, you'll be able to present yourself and look at things different. Now, Stone Cold Steve Austin, he was a badass bad guy. Soon as he flipped the fingers, right, everybody was like, oh my God, Steve Austin just did that. But they didn't take it in a bad context. That presentation of what they did, it was like an indie show replica. And speaking of indie shows, I've seen some of the dumbest bumps that I've seen in my life. And I seen a girl go through two boards with some guy threw her off the apron. You should be, blacklisted from wrestling. Go ahead, David.
All right. Well, we'll move on here and sticking with AEW. So on Dynamite last week, they debuted the 7-plus footer. I want to say 7'3". And his ring name is Satnam Singh from right. India. Okay. And he came out of Sanjay Dutt, I believe, is going to be his mouthpiece. And Jay Lethal was involved. Like, they were like heels. And, of course, that AEW crowd treated it like a fart in church. Now, here's the problem. The expectations, when the lights go out, AEW fans are thinking, oh, my God, here's Cesaro. Tony Khan has set a precedent of, who's next. So when you're going to bring in a guy no one really knows of that you're trying to build as a monster heel, you don't do it the right way. I want to give it the benefit of the doubt. I love the fact that a giant is an AEW now. But it went off lackluster because of the way it was written or booked. What does Vito think? I don't know if you caught any of that.
I did catch it.
But, to me, I love the old school concept of where this could go. I think the execution was poor. You got to be smart to those smart fans. You got to be smarter than them, right? Now, to make them pop.
Here's my thing, guys, okay? You make a good point, Virtue, and you say you want to be impressed. The WWE just had WrestleMania. They had Bobby Lashley against Amos, okay? You exposed him. Big guys don't sell. He couldn't wrestle and couldn't sell. Right, you exposed him for every flaw he had in that one WrestleMania match. Now, this guy obviously is not trained. He doesn't have a lot of experience. It showed, right? He's the biggest guy in AEW. There is no way nobody should be able to knock him down or get it. Now, if you look at the world title match, Adam Cole and Hangman Page, and that guy walked down to the ring.
Oh, man.
If that guy lost, what would be the biggest farce in wrestling?
Exactly.
Right? So, in hindsight, you made no sense. They brought him down. Sanjay Dutt is going to be his mouthpiece. I hope they put him on a Goldberg streak, just like this Amos guy should have been on a Goldberg streak.
It was against Joe, bigger dude, right? Samoa Joe. They got Wardlow. So they got people you can put him with. But you're right. Most of the AEW roster, this guy.
The only guy who in there who can match up to him, Billy Gunn. That's it.
Yeah.
Not even the Big Show. I say Billy Gunn because Billy Gunn has the size. He's got the look. He's got the charisma. And he knows how to work. And it kills me when I see a guy who has the total package like that and can still wrestle is a back piece player. I know he's wrestling for his kids and he's got the gun club and his wife is involved. I think it's a beautiful thing that the family is doing something together, right? But then you look at Sting, and Sting also is in the background, and now they're featuring all these other guys. But the people want to see the real wrestling, and those are the real wrestlers.
Well, they got Keith Lee, too. Don't forget about that big guy.
No, but here, Keith Lee, right? Everybody made this big hype about this guy. He has looked like a total bag of shit.
Rumors circulating like he's not even motivated. I don't know. That's hearsay.
Guys, I'm going to tell you something. You could tell when somebody thinks they should just walk in and they're going to be, hey, I'm here. No, you got to put in the work. You've been given an opportunity in two places, and you're scrubbing it. You don't go to the gym. You don't work on your body. You don't work on your look. You definitely don't work on your craft. You took a shit in the bed, and it's a waste of talent and space. I'm saying it here. I'm saying it on my show. No, getting color. Keith Lee, you are a big disappointment, my friend, because you had all this hype and you fizzled out. Your high note in this whole thing was you and Roman Reigns. He gave you the nod and he took a nosedive.
Now, speaking of Keith Lee and Adam Cole,
right,
there was that rumor back when they were in WWE that Vince McMahon wanted Adam Cole to be a manager on the main roster to maybe manage like a Keith Lee. They're both now in AEW. That hasn't debuted on TV yet, but it looks like LA Knight, who's Eli Drake from TNA, very, very old school. I think he's been in NWA, very good on the mic. They're going to present him as a manager initially. This is what it looks like. This is all off of TV right now, but it's on the main roster. They're doing it dark, kind of seeing where it's going to go. They're repackaging some of that Retribution members, and I think Mace is his first guy coming out like a model, kind of in some dapper clothes. They're calling him Face. Right. And just listening to LA Knight, like, just talk, as MVP does this very well. Obviously, they put him with Omos now to be the mouthpiece to try to save that. I love the fact we could have some old school manager. Do you think if they give this time, could this work? I mean, it's contingent on can the guys that they put in the group get over. But what do you think here? I'm a big fan of Eli Drake, formerly Eli Drake, now LA Knight.
I think it's awesome that you could possibly have the managers, but you need the guys to back up what they're talking. Remember Bobby Heenan? He had the Heenan mm-hmm. family. He had a long list of guys who used to send out. He had Haku. He had Ravishing Rick Rude. He had Andre the Giant.
Perfect.
He had Mr. Perfect. He had Paul Orndorff. He had King Kong Bundy. He had One Man Gang. I mean, the Big John Studd. You talk about all the guys he had, right? Yeah. Remember a guy, I'm going to bring back something I remember as a kid because you believe. Freddie Blassie and Spiros Arion. Now, Spiros Arion was a believable foreigner, came in, a big 6'6 guy, and Freddie Blassie talked the game. That guy walked the walk and talked the talk. Another guy, Captain Lou Albano, when he used to bring out the Wild Samoans, and he was a heel manager. The Grand Wizard of
Wrestling. I was just going to say him, yes.
Right? So you have all these talented guys. Hello, Annette, how are you? You had all these wonderful managers, but you had great wrestlers to back it up, okay?
Yeah.
So you're talking, even Bobby Heenan managed the Brooklyn Brawler. When the Brooklyn Brawler, they decided to give him a manager. Iron Mike Sharp came back. You know, he was, when he first came in, had a manager. It could be the greatest thing, guys. Miss Elizabeth managed one guy correctly. That's the Macho Man, Randy Savage. She was a part of the Hogan angle, but she was never that. Sensational Sherry, she managed Shawn Michaels, and she wrestled the Macho Man. But she could do both and carry both personas and both guys.
Now, what do you think? So the thing is, when fans get mad, like, oh, LA Knight was an NXT 2.0. We know what he did in NWA and TNA. This guy should be right in the Intercontinental Championship, moving his way up. And he's a manager, and they sit there and they scratch their head and they get all pissy and moany. But isn't it about being on TV and making like the most of your opportunities? And the fact that he's a really good talker, like, I want to see where this goes. Now, granted, it's going to be contingent on if they put the right talent in his group and, you know, how hard is it going to be to get these people over? Because the fans are very fickle today. But what about putting any big names in his group? And I had one specifically, somebody that really needs that mouthpiece. What about like a Ronda Rousey? Just because she's so timid on the mic, Vito. I don't know if this group would evolve for somebody like her, but I love possibilities because of it if they move forward with it. Anybody you could see big name-wise that could utilize a mouthpiece like that?
Well, you know, if we're talking WWE now, right?
Yeah.
We're swinging over there. Yeah. All right, let's swing over to
WWE.
You bring up Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, the reason I think, it's my perception, she doesn't have a mouthpiece is because she's too pouty. And when she's not winning or getting a title, it shows in her work. Okay? and you could tell the frustration, you could tell her face. Remember when I used to say John Cena is doing the job today and he didn't have the same run to the ring, and you could tell by his body language he was not liking the outcome of the match. Remember when I used to tell you that? Mm-hmm. You said, Vito, how do you see it? Because you could tell in somebody's everyday being, as soon as there's change, they don't like it. You have to get a consistent performer day in and day out. Let's take a guy. Let's take the character Skull Von Crush, the German, right? Now, there was no smiling. There was one way of thinking. You were a heel, right? If I would have had a mouthpiece for a manager and I just came out and I stood and then you just say, go, that is the perfect kind of character you need to have. When Brock Lesnar was breaking in, Brock Lesnar was the same type. He had Paul Heyman do all the talk. They have him talking now, right?
Yeah.
They had Roman Reigns, who they tried to get on the mic, and he flopped because he didn't know how. And then he had Paul Heyman speak for him to get him to the point that where he can handle himself, okay? You just don't learn how to do these things overnight. And let's get back to AEW. They've taken the WWE spare parts of people who could not be superstars in their system, and they're taking the leftovers. What you're seeing are the leftovers of WWE, and what are they doing in the AEW system? They're lost in the shuffle, right? A lot of the guys don't.
They're on the internet. The internet shows.
Right? They're internet shows.
Piper, remember he came in to WWE as a mouthpiece originally?
Now, guys, remember something else. When you're in the performance, when you're in the WWE system, okay, I'll take myself because it's easy for me. I did 15 years and I had every promotion, every place in the world, right? So I was a product of the system. You go to the WWE, even after being champion in the WWE, being Iron Man champion overseas, being with all the great places I worked, what they did with me is they polished me up. You learned their system and you came out and performed, right? But it was a polishing thing because I had the experience. A lot of these guys don't have the experience, so they can't get polished because they don't know what they're doing. So when you go through the system, you're getting paid, you're getting fed, you got mic classes, you got gym classes, you got fitness classes, you have everything you need there to be a superstar. And how many people flunk out of the system, right? They get content because they think they are a superstar. But how are you a superstar of a developmental?
That's true.
Right? So when they come out, yeah, NXT superstar. What were you a superstar? Did you make the main roster? No. Were you on Raw, SmackDown? No. Did you do anything while you were in NXT? Well, I was a superstar. So that means any Tom, Dick, and Harry can go sign a contract for one day, go put his face on the internet, go in the alumni section, say, I'm an NXT superstar, and go get a job in a new wrestling company.
No. Shouldn't be that way.
It shouldn't be that way, but isn't it the way it sounds? And look at all the leftover pieces that they got. The AEW just took on this kid, Anthony Green.
What a name.
Right. Okay, Anthony Green, right? Yeah. He's a nice kid. I know the kid. Did he have it, what it took to stick in the system? No. And then he made a meme. I love AEW. Okay, great. You're happy to be there, right? You're happy to be there. Are you going to produce and make money? And the one question John Laurinaitis used to ask everybody in the place before they got hired, are you going to make me money? I'll pay you your downside of $100,000, $125,000, but are you going to make me money?
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be, Vito. It's a business. It's
supposed to be like that.
Now, speaking of money, let's talk about our main topic because we know who the undisputed Universal Champion, I think it's the undisputed WWE Universal Champion, it's Roman Reigns. And what we really don't know yet is if they're going to keep the title separate. And when he defends them, is it going to be both or just one or the other? Vito, who does he drop these titles to and when?
There is nobody out there.
He's, by the way, just so you know, he's working house shows against Drew McIntyre. Like that's, and you know that usually leads to the next program on TV. That's all we got right now. That's all we
got. Brock Lesnar's not going to work house shows. He needs a formidable opponent. Formidable. They obviously work good together on house shows. So that's why they're working together. Okay. Now, is there anybody in the WWE system who could take the titles over and beat Roman Reigns?
Now, when you say system, are you talking about main roster?
Main roster. Main roster. I say the system because it's entertainment now. In well, the hey, entertainment Co- business.
No, Cody Rhodes is going to win the WWE title for his daddy.
That's not going to happen, people. Guys, I don't care what you say, how you say it. Cody Rhodes is not on the level of Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, Randy Orton, Edge, or AJ Styles, any of those major guys. And if you think that he's going to win the title after he came out and said, I want to be the American Nightmare, I want to be Cody Rhodes, I'm over here in AEW, I'm a VIP CEO, I'm going to bust the throne of Triple H, I'm going to be here, I'm going to have a talk show like The Miz, I'm going to copy everybody to make myself a star, I'm going to do a moonsault off the top of the cage, it still didn't get you over. You are the only man who had a friggin', slam Shaq. Unbelievable. Didn't do anything for you. You went and did all these matches. Didn't do nothing for you. You had six chances before you re-signed with the WWE to make something of yourself. It didn't happen. So you come back here and you want to be yourself. You don't want to be Dusty's brother. You don't want to be Dusty's son. You don't want to be Dustin's brother. You want to be Cody Rhodes. And then you want to win the title for your daddy.
So here's what I think for Roman Reigns. Like, we know now they're going to have a show early September in Wales,
right,
UK, in a stadium. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that the prep for McIntyre and Reigns, because McIntyre's from Scotland, they're, to me, that's going to be Reigns' opponent for that show. But I think everyone's going to say, oh, this is McIntyre going to have his moment. Knowing WWE, they're going to have that set up for Reigns to beat him in his home territory, so to speak.
Right.
That's what I think. And I'd be fine with that. I mean, I'd be fine if Drew beat Roman, right, and got the pop for the live crowd there, whatever. You don't think that there's a chance that they could do some WWE Dusty dirty booking here and like at SummerSlam? Just hear me out, because I want to – like, yeah. How do they split these titles from Reigns? Because I don't know if they originally wanted to do this, but somehow they booked themselves into him having both titles. Could you see him defending just the WWE title? Because that's not the one he's had for so many days. If he holds one for a long time, it's the one he's had, the Universal. Could they book a triple threat at SummerSlam where one guy beats the other for that title and Reigns doesn't have to do the job? It happens. Well, like, do you, or does he hold on to these for a long
time? Wouldn't it look too obvious?
You think? Or do they book that match at SummerSlam, say it was versus Cody and Rollins in a triple threat, and Roman still wins? I don't know, but
let me throw this out there for you.
They need somebody.
Let me throw this out there for you guys, okay? Okay.
It's The Rock.
We have what you call in wrestling a transitional champion, okay? Now, remember, you still have the Brock factor. Brock Lesnar didn't do all that work with Roman Reigns just to walk away with no titles, right?
You're right. There's always Brock's always going to be hanging in that title scene. Yep.
So without beating Roman, say there is a triple threat match and Cody Rhodes pulls a rabbit out of his hat and wins, right? Who is his next opponent? It's going to be Brock Lesnar. He's going to come marching down the aisle.
Dude, he's... Keep in mind, the Money in the Bank winner happens before all of this, so we don't even know. Ways out of it, but are they creative?
If you don't think there's going to be a transitional champion to get that title back on Brock Lesnar, you're absolutely out of your mind. You know, could Randy Orton separate from RK-Bro, come back, win the Money in Bank, and be the next contender? Yes.
Dude, would that, like, Vito, you just got me stirring here. What if Brock wins Money in the Bank? Everybody thinks he's going to challenge Roman. They do something weird at SummerSlam and a triple threat for Cody to win the WWE title. And then Brock, he won it for his daddy. And then Brock at SummerSlam
cashes it in right there.
That's a Vito pull right there, man.
That is Vito booking 101. WWE, I know you watched my show. Please use my idea. Thank you very much. And I think we'll end it on that. Go ahead.
There you go. Anything in closing, Vito?
No, I just want to say thank you to everybody out there for giving us the well wishes and sticking with my wife and I. Miss Noel obviously was singing karaoke this Saturday, which was wonderful. I was cheering her on. We had a great time. We went to Old Town, my favorite place. We have a new bartender. His name is Ryan. He's back. He's a kid from back home. Nice, respectable guy. And Old Town is the place to be. Sun on the beach. You know, great place, good food, guys. If you ever come out there, you know, check it out. It's the home of Big Vito. Easter was quiet this year. And actually, Miss Noel will probably post a glimpse of it here. I actually made some connoisseur food thing on, I think, Instagram or TikTok, where somebody took a picture of my Easter burger and they put it up as a gourmet dish. They thought it was that pretty. So, like, my cooking was on point for Easter. But we're still trying to get better. And we're trying to, you know, do things. I'm wrestling in Daytona this week. So it was on Instagram, guys, my cooking thing. I'm wrestling in Daytona this week, guys. Check out Facebook. Check out Twitter for the location. It should be an awesome time. The dress is in effect. Yeah. So you know how it is. Yeah, I don't eat any cake or candy, so I really won't be eating much this week, fitting my dress. But, you know, it's always good. And by the way, change of life for Vito LaGrasso. And my wife is proud of me because I did this. And I'm going to say this to everybody out there, you too, because you know, everybody knows Virtue went through a hard time over the past year and a half. You know, parents. Mm-hmm. Change of life, you know, wonderful new girlfriend, right? Went through some downtime. But when you take the time to change things and embrace things, good things happen. You know, for the longest time, my friend here wanted to meet a nice lady. He did. He's very happy. He looks better, feels better. So I was so overstressed over the last 6 months of my wife being sick. And two Fridays ago, I looked at myself and I ran myself ragged in the gym, playing ball, cleaning the house, cooking, working, everything. She was exhausted and I couldn't do it no more. I actually hired a maid to come and clean my house. I stopped going to the gym. This whole week, I took the time to sit out by the pool in jacuzzi. As you said, you know what? I'm going to relax. I played ball. I didn't stress myself. I told him, I'm not playing third base because I'm not diving. I'm not doing anything. I said, I'm restricted. And they, you know, everything was cool. But I enjoyed myself. My body doesn't hurt. I don't look stressed. I look refreshed, right? And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this for another week. No gym. Change your life. So anybody who wants to have some advice out there, sometimes you got to sit back. And I've been a gym rat my whole life, guys. My whole life I've been gym. My best friend is the gym. Well, I took a separation from the gym just to give me a little bit of a break. And I look better. I feel better. My face is not stressed. My wife is happy. You know, she's getting better. So I just think that's probably the best thing. Take a time and smell the roses. If you ever
hello Reese's, goodbye Jim. Hello Reese's, like Reese cups.
No, you see now here, I'm gonna say something, right? My wife, baby, when you go shopping, can you get me the Reese's cups and the eggs? Because I love them.
The peanut butter eggs.
What did I do? Being the BIGV from the LOG, being the cause, I went and got my wife what she wanted. Right? Easter came, right? I says, you know, I went out early. I did shopping for the house. What did I do? I presented my wife with breakfast. She loves the hash browns from Wawa. And I got her the Easter eggs. I got her the two pretzels they sell at Wawa. I made a nice presentation. I cooked dinner, went to the pool. We did everything, right? And what happened? She loved it. She's so happy with Reese's. She might have said no, but they're gone.
Nice. Well, that's getting color for this week. Another great show. Thank you very much. Be sure to follow Vito on Twitter at the Big Vito Brand. Follow me if you'd like at NoDQ_Virtue. Check out the Patreon, patreon.com/BigVMafia. For Vito LaGrasso, I am Virtue, and this has been Getting Color right here on the BigVitoBrand.com. And we will see you again next time.